White, J.E. White, Emma. Denison, Texas, February 11, 1879. Dear children, Edson and Emma, we were relieved to learn that Emma arrived in Oakland safely. We often think of you, dear children. Will you, Edson, on the receipt of our letters, read them carefully? When we desire information on a point, note it and answer fully. Do not pass over one point, then we shall have no need to refer to it again. I see by your last letter that you may have some perplexities and may be in danger of becoming impatient or allowing strong feelings to come in and affect your course of action. This is natural, and you will need to possess strong self-control, or you will, by word or action, express your feelings. Many things may occur that do not harmonize with your feelings, but be guarded. See how closely you can come to your brethren and harmonize with them. You may be the one who errs in judgment. Closely criticize yourself and do nothing rashly. Allow no unhappy discord, for it will not pay. Do nothing and say nothing that will mar and wound another, or that will carry the impression that you are cool and unsympathetic. Every person has his own trials and may feel depressed. Do not want in Christian courtesy. Satan is seeking to obtain advantage by his temptations over souls. Let nothing that you may do or say prove a temptation or discouragement to any soul. Remember, he is the purchase of the blood of Christ. Every soul is precious. Only as you look to the cross of Calvary can you place a right estimate upon the soul. How sad a thing it would be to have anything you may do or say balance a soul in the wrong direction. You are bound by cords of obligation to God and to your fellow man. You cannot break these cords and free yourself from these obligations. These claims of God and of humanity are too often neglected or broken. A Christian life will be revealed by Christian thoughts, Christian words, and Christian deportment. In Christ, there is a divine completeness of character. In Christ, we will work the works of Christ. We shall, in Christ, sense our binding, far-reaching obligations to God and to our fellow man. His life is not his own. Ye are bought with a price, even the precious blood of the Son of God. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 20. There are many cords which unite us to our fellow men, to humanity, and to God. And this relationship is solemn with its weight of responsibility. It is no light and easy matter to live so as to meet the mind of God. The life of Christ must be put into our life. Be kindly affectioned one toward another. Seek to help, to strengthen, to bless those with whom you are associated. The Lord will be merciful to those who are merciful. The Lord will be tender and pitiful to those who exercise tenderness and compassion and pity for others. We must realize that we are in Christ's school, not to learn how we may esteem ourselves, how we shall conduct ourselves so as to receive honor of men, but how we may cherish the meekness of Christ. Self and selfishness will be ever striving for the mastery. It is a fight, my children, we must have with ourselves, that self shall not have the victory. Through Christ you may triumph. Through Christ you may conquer. You cannot tell how anxious I am that you shall grow in grace and in the knowledge of the truth, that you shall be a man in the fullest acceptance of the term, a man of piety and of integrity, a strong man in battling for the right, having a strong, deep, and living experience that you may be a blessing to others. We may have a knowledge of the divine will. We may reach a high standard, climbing, ever climbing the ladder of progress, reaching forward that we may attain to perfection in Christian character. God bless you both is my daily prayer. If you only fight the good fight of faith, you will come off more than conquerors through Him that hath loved you. Mother.